All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing until we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code, ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is Tuesday, which means I'm with the man. He's going to write this ship. He's going to tell us what needs to be done. This is a triple dub D show. What would Wayne do? And I'm excited about this. Wayne Breezy, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. A lot better. I'm always good on Tuesdays after the aftermath is over with. Like, you know, you get through, you know, the loss of the game. And, you know, I'm doing good. I'm doing good right now.
Yeah, it's always a roller coaster. And, like, you feel it and it's you respond emotionally, right? That's the normal way that fans react. Sometimes we over-respond. The hot takes fly, all that stuff. But now it's been a day or two. We've kind of come back to reality, watching tape, grinding these things. I'm really excited to see kind of what your thoughts are on a lot of these different issues. But let's make no mistake. This is the first time the 49ers have been in this position lately. We've kind of been around some slow starts. If we just look at two out of the three last years, if you want to include this year too, 2021, they were 3-5 to start, ended up in the NFC Championship. 2022, they were 3-4, ended up in the NFC Championship. Last year was kind of the anomaly because you started off 5-0. You were red hot from the start. We didn't get that luxury this time. So just real quick, Wayne, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being mock draft season is upon us, 1 being we're going to the Super Bowl, where do you put your concern level just on kind of the 2024 season for the 49ers? We're only 3 weeks in.
Yeah, because it's so early, like my concern level isn't high. I think you start getting into week 5, week 6, if things aren't turning for the good, I think you start getting a little bit more concerned. At least I would. But I also know that the infrastructure of the team is a little different as well. Like I'm more concerned about who's not coming back. Who do we need to shut down for the season? Like, is this the end of Christian McCaffrey's run with the 49ers, at least for this year, because of the stuff that, and the updates that are going on with him? I'm more concerned about that. Do I feel like the defense will adjust and find a way to fix itself? Yes. Do I feel like the offense will get back into some type of a rhythm? Yes. But I'm more concerned about, like, you know, little nuances of things, like, you know, when it comes to head coaching and play calling and things like that. I feel like those are some of the things that need to be tweaked a little bit, as well as players giving opportunities.
Yeah, there's a lot of that around. And so, like, okay, let's do this. Let's bracket this conversation. I'm gonna add, just so everybody knows, Wayne's got a cable company coming his way, so he's going to have to bow out and jump back in and all that kind of fun stuff. But, man, we're here with you. Hashtag cable guy. Jim
great
Carrey's
movie
out
too,
there.
Right?
So, yeah, dude, yeah. I love that movie.
Great movie, yo. One of his funniest movies, probably underrated movies from Jim Carrey.
Give me Judd Apatow and Jim Carrey. I'm a happy man. I am a happy man. Anyway, now, the Pro Football Focus rankings of the units, I think, tells a story. The offense is ranked second, like, in the NFL. You just put up 420 yards. This is one of the things that I think is lost in the win, and this isn't a me giving Shanahan his flowers because I think he deserves a lot of responsibility for the loss. But offensively, 420 yards without Debo, CMC, and Kittle, that's pretty impressive. And watching the tape, it's just like, holy cow. Like, might have been one of Shanahan's best called offensive games, but there's more to that than a head coach. Are you concerned at all about the offensive production moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, they're not putting up points. I mean, it looks good. They're moving the ball. Yards are good. Passing yards are up. Rushing yards are kind of like mid. I feel like he can exploit that even the more. That's why I said, like, I feel like the offense, you know what the offense lacks? It lacks creativity. It's kind of dull and boring. So, yeah, are they putting up these yards? Are they doing this? Yeah, you're getting that. But at the end of the day, you also got to look at the percentages in the red zone. Are we kicking field goals? Are we scoring touchdowns? Like, so that is the issue. And I think because of the lack of creativity from the offensive side is what's kind of like making the offense, whether they're ranked top or not, not win. Like, right? We're not winning. We could be ranked number one, number two, but we're not winning. We lost two games. Again, it's early. I'm not in nowhere near a panic mode. I'm not even concerned about it. I just want to know if the coaching, from the coaching perspective, will there be some tweaking going, you know, going on moving forward just to get back on the right track? It doesn't have to be full tweak every single week. It's just like, yo, I gotta get my offense to put up more points. I like, if my defense is struggling and my defense is giving up 24 points a game, 23 points, I think that's where they're average. They're ranked top 10, but still in scoring, but still, are they ranked 16th? I can't remember.
But yeah, at the end, 16th.
Okay. If they rank top 10 in run defense, I'm sorry. But my point is, my defense is giving up points. I got to put up more points. And I think that's what we need from this team. And we've always wanted to see the offense sometimes carry the defense. It's always, though, the defense got to carry the offense. Defense got to carry the offense. No, we need the offense to sometimes come out there and carry your D. Pause.
So I guess my question is, like, would 27 points be enough? Because now we're dipping into special teams. You had the Colton McKivitz, huge, you know, gave up that play. The fumble took points off the board. Settling for field goals, things like that. Like,
don't you feel like special teams should be supplemental to the offense, right?
And defense,
right?
So it's a negative to both now.
There you go.
Yeah, think
you're too damn smart for your own good. So, like, offensively, game plan, score every drive. That's got to be the thing. Now, if you can't score, okay, that's where your special teams comes in and you're hoping they can help supplement, you know, far as points on the board. But you can't get into that red zone and fail. And I think that is the issue or the area where we're struggling. It's between third downs, converting third downs, and scoring in the red zone. And those got to get up. Those get up. You'll see a whole different mindset. Defense plays better. Everything happens when the offense is moving.
49ers currently 15th in red zone offense. 6 touchdowns, 12 red zone visits. 50-50 ain't going to do it.
And they're right in the smack of the middle of the NFL, right?
From a team 15th out of 32.
From Kyle Shanahan's team, that's bad. You can't be the best offensive play caller in the league, and then when you get to the red zone, it doesn't work. And so that's where creativity has to come in. I don't know if we don't have, if we lack creativity when it comes to making plays, but it just seems like the creativity isn't there. You know, just watching the game last night, and I'm not saying we got to be like this team, but it's funny how a Adam Peters team who has no control over the offense or what say probably had that play designed for a Trent Williams where the offensive tackle is listed eligible and he gets the touchdown. You've been screaming for that.
Yeah, you have. Years. I think 3 straight years, Trent Williams going to score a touchdown.
You get to the red zone, you find a way to creatively get in. If you can't get in with your running back, okay, they're going to stack the box. We know goal line defense. All right. You can't throw the fade route. Okay, you try that there. How about we try something we've never done before? I'm sure they won't be ready for it. And even if they are, I trust a big 300-pound lineman, 6'7", going up catching a pass. I just do.
Yeah.
So just got to try some different stuff, man. I think you try some different things. You get the energy flowing back from the team. And, you know, that's from a coaching perspective. But captain-wise, these captains got to figure out how to get their players back on the same page. It just seems like they lose this game to the Patriots. It's going to be rough.
Yeah. I said, you know, the get right game was always the Rams. And you go out there and you handle business. Everything's calmed down. You didn't do that. And the defense, you know, we talked about where the offense is. Their defense is, you know, not good. PFF, they're ranked 12th. They have the worst defensive EPA for the 49ers since 2018 by a considerable margin, too. Like, it's the second worst defense under Kyle Shanahan. It's 3 games. I understand that. But it's not good. You are third to last on third downs. It's not working well. You finally get a good game from Javon Hargrave. Javon Hargrave, I think he had maybe his best game as a 49er in week 3, and now he's out for the season. And so, like, replacing that, let's talk defense. And I got to go shout out to my man, Vince. He says, just got promoted at work. Now I'm hoping Sorensen promotes his personnel decisions. Respect the win on top of the win. Congratulations, Vince. One of us wins, we all win. So, Man, talk to me about this defense. What changes you would make? I mean, this seems to be the biggest issue on the team, either this or special teams, but the defense is not working. Players that have been incredible, like Charvarius Ward, Jair Brown, not good consistently through three games.
It's crazy, right? I think it starts with the, you know what I don't understand? Nick Sorensen, you're a secondary guy. Why is the secondary struggling here?
Real bad.
Like, terrible. Like, probably the worst in the league. And so, this cover two defense, right? I don't think I like it. I prefer, and I know we want to play zone. I know. And I know you don't want to run a lot of cover one, but we switch to cover one. We start with the two deep safeties, and then one comes up back into the box. We did this before, though, and then it looks like a single high coverage, but it could be more like a cover three opposed to a cover one, because if we're in the zone, it's cover three opposed to being cover one when they're in man, but they do play man, and then they get burnt in man. It's just weird, bro. Like, I don't know. I don't know what Charvarius Ward's injury is. I don't know if it's hindering him a little bit. Could be that. I just feel like the secondary is struggling, but I think it's more because the pass rush sucks. Like, I don't know what's wrong with the pass rush. But it's just not good. I don't care if you could give me 20 pressures a game and hurries ain't it. Because what's happening on them hurries, John, they're completing the passes.
Very much so. And shout out to Max. Appreciate the super chat. He says, I've noticed an effort issue for my Uke. You can tell he is out there not putting his heart into it like past seasons. I don't think it's so much an effort issue.
Me neither.
I think a lot of attention is being focused on him, and he's not answering. I mean, he's never delivered a game whenever Debo's not there, ever.
We haven't talked off air, and I just finished my Instagram, weekly Instagram.
I love this.
Have you ever tried to explain football to a little kid? It's near impossible with all the rules, all the regulations, and it's just confusing. I remember the first time I coached my son's little league team whenever he was 5 years old. I got gray hairs immediately. So, I know many of you guys have young kids or grandkids, nieces, nephews. It doesn't matter that you want to share your football experience with. Well, Future Fans is a brand that helps little kids become big football fans by embedding the rules of football into parallel games and activities. And the way Future Fans teaches, it's so unique and effective. They introduce the concepts of the sport in a way that the kid will understand. Think of a beanbag toss game for teaching first downs. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's genius and it works. You go read the reviews, you'll see for yourself. So if you want your kid to understand football, Future Fans is for you. It's only $49.99. And if you use our code RUSHRUSH at futurefans.com to get 10% off, unlock a lifetime of memories with your kid in your life starting now. Trust me, it'd be worth it. Attention Niner fans and watch aficionados. Elevate your game with the Breitling Chronomat San Francisco 49ers Team Edition, now at Topper Jewelers. Celebrate the NFL's 104th anniversary with a Swiss-made timepiece that blends sophistication with sporting capability. Introducing the Breitling Chronomat, crafted in honor of the San Francisco 49ers, this 42-millimeter marvel features a striking crimson-white dial that finished with the iconic red and gold 49ers logo placed prominently at 9 o'clock. Limited to just 104 pieces, this watch showcases your team spirit with distinctive colors and logos. Powered by Breitling's in-house BO1 chronograph movement, it combines precision with a bold design. And with a 70-hour power reserve, 200 meters water resistance, and a sapphire crystal, it's built for both action and elegance. Catch this exclusive piece at Topper Jewelers at topperjewelers.com, where tradition meets the thrill of the game. But you'll want to hustle, because once these 104 pieces are gone, they're gone forever. Discover this 49ers edition as well as other iconic Breitling watches like the legendary Navitimer and Mighty Super Ocean, now at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in the 49ers Rush to receive a special gift with your next Breitling order.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
And, you know, people said, you know, they didn't mention about his effort. They called it rust. They called it whatever. And I'm like, nah. He's been defended differently. I don't think people are watching the game that way. I don't think people realize that.
Oh, they're rotating towards him.
Oh, my God. The bracketing is ridiculous, and it's pissing me the beep off. I want them to go back to where BA was just man coverage. Here's the thing. He's catching the ball, right? And in his normal routes.
That's a debate, too.
Shut up. You stupid. He's catching the ball. He has two drops on the season, according to PFF, too. Since we're going to be PFF player of the people, let's keep it a buck. Two drops. Okay? He'll get over those drops. He had three drops last year. He's already at the two. Anyway, my point is, he's catching the ball. He's getting into the zone. He's getting into the space. But guess what? There's a guy right there ready to crack his block off. It's not like how it used to be, where that safety was somewhere away from him.
No other weapons. And they got to focus. And all the people are like, dude, if Ayuk was the number one wide receiver, he'd be a wrong. That dude got 10 targets. He got five of them. When the attention's focused his way, he ain't him.
That's why I'm not like, is he rusty? More like out of shape, maybe. But there are times he's wide open and he's not looked at.
That one was the busted coverage play, which Shanahan talked about. Like, that one was weird because Brock looked at him. He's supposed to run a deep curl. Rams have a busted coverage. He goes to the void, which he's supposed to do. Doesn't, like, really call for it. And you can see Brock's like, dude, this isn't where we're supposed to be. And he checks off of it. That's weird. And
that was a weird play.
It was a weird play. So, like, that one I'm kind of, like, throwing out. But he did his job on that play. And I don't think that play makes it, oh, he's amazing. But guess what? We bracketed Justin Jefferson. He still torched our ass for a 97-yard touchdown. Like, why can't you deliver? Like, the plays that Juwan Jennings was making, he had dudes in his face, covered, didn't matter.
No, one of them's making plays. Different. It's
one
different.
Of them's not.
You're right, but it's different coverage, too. So let's call
Very much so.
Okay. So as long as we're on the same page, it's different coverage. Listen, Juwan, I thought the most genius thing Kyle did was put him out of take him out of slot, made him the Z. Because who normally goes off against the Rams? Which player normally has career days and owns the Rams? It's one player. Now Debo. It's two. It's
Debo and Juwan.
It's Debo. It's Debo Samuel. So you put him in that role, which meant Kyle was going to do what? You talked about it in the game plan, John. Come on. You the smartest person I know. And in the game plan on last Wednesday, you said Kyle's going to take advantage of what position?
Yeah, the linebacker spot.
And who was covering Juwan Jennings?
Yeah, sometimes linebackers,
and
sometimes
the safeties. My point is, those are the two weakest links. Kyle took so advantage of it, and Juwan Jennings executed to perfection. He was better than Brandon Ayuk. He was the best player on the football field that day, and I get it, but Kyle schematically made that happen. Like he said, I'm going to take this, and I'm going to exploit it till you guys can stop it. And so, yeah, the Moss catch, all Juwan Jennings. Nice little soft toss ball thrown up in the air, all Juwan Jennings. Listen, I'm going to dip out for about 5 minutes. Let me check in with this technician.
Dude,
don't cancel me out. I'll be right back. Just put me in behind the stage.
Yes, sir. He's the absolute best, man. I love that dude. So just pulled up. I haven't looked at this yet. Just based off of what Wade said, I love what he said. Like, there is a difference. So Juwan Jennings, here's his receptions. He had three catches versus Quentin Lake, who's a safety. He had two catches versus Kobe Durant. That's their starting left corner. He had one catch against Cameron Curl, safety. One catch versus Kitchens, safety. Two catches versus Trey Davis White, the other starting corner. One against a linebacker, Roseboom. One against Michael Hoyt, a linebacker. I mean, it didn't matter. Whoever they threw the ball, he had four catches against the corners. Now, if we look at Ayuk, and this rings true with what Wayne said, he was guarded predominantly by corners. So, but even the one target that he had against a safety, Quentin Lake, he didn't catch. He caught three receptions. This is Ayuk on four targets against Kobe Durant. That's okay. Everybody seemed to abuse him. One of three against Tre'Davious White. 0-for-1 against the linebacker Troy Reader, and 1-for-1 against linebacker Brian Young. So I don't know. If we're looking at this, Ayuk had seven targets against corners and had four catches. Jennings had four targets against corners and had four catches. Yeah. Matt, appreciate you, brother. Thoroughly enjoyed Jennings' Mossy Lake. I think everybody did. That was incredible. It was unbelievable, man, just how good Juwan Jennings is. And, you know, I've talked about, like, the meritocracy and kind of all those things. I really, really, really hope the 49ers can send a message with Juwan Jennings when Debo returns. Ayuk needs the snaps. Ayuk is better than Juwan Jennings. I understand that from an NFL outside perspective, route running, what I get that. But if – and I've gotten a lot of hate emails and DMs because I've criticized Ayuk. I think Ayuk's amazing. He's my son's favorite player. My son's even saying, yeah, Ayuk's struggling big time out there. Why can't we hold Ayuk to that $30 million standard? I don't understand why that upsets people. I don't understand that. Like, it's okay to criticize players. It's okay to say they like this is I think the sixth game that Brandon Ayuk has played without Debo. He's 0 for 6 on delivering. 0 for 6. So, like, yeah, you're a $30 million wide receiver, but, man, do you belong in that territory? That's a different question. It's just frustrating is all. That's okay. And right here, Sid, she says, I'm going to watch Breezy's breakdown on Patreon. Please support Wade everywhere. The Wade Breezy. He is the best of the best. Love that dude. When will we get Kittle back again? I don't know. His whole injury was weird. Practice Wednesday, did Thursday, Friday. Doubtful. Like, I don't know. And, you know, you look at our schedule. We've got the Patriots this week, the back-to-back divisional games. Cardinals, Seahawks. You're already 0-1 in the division. You're last place in the NFC West. You're in last place in the NFC West. So this Patriots game, it's not a division game. It is not an NFC conference game. It's literally one of the least valuable games of the year. But you've got to win it. You've got to win it. You cannot have another loss and go, you can go 1-3. We were 3-5 in 2021. We were 3-4 in 2022. It's a long season. Seven teams get in. You get into playoffs. But the 49ers aren't playing to get into the playoffs. You really, really can't. And, you know, this kind of sticks with it. What's up, Rusty, my man? It says, time for Lynch to find somebody that can replace Ben Peterson. Stat, Jennings won't last either. Current health performance staff. You know, we lost one guy to the Atlanta Hawks. And, you know, are all of these injuries because of that one guy? I don't think so. But, yeah, I mean, you got to raise questions. I hate, and Rusty and I, we've talked about this in person, soft tissue injuries that repeat. Major concerns. Hamstrings, major concerns. Like, that is players not taking care of themselves. Sometimes they happen, but repeatedly, oh, that is a killer, man. Calves, hamstrings, strains, cramps, IVs. Like, those are major issues. Major issues that can be alleviated. I believe that. As a former coach, I believe that. I do. Oh, look at this. My man, Nick. He is here. And we got Wade back. What's up, Wade? Appreciate you, Nicholas Parra. You're the man. Appreciate
you. That's my bro.
What's up? That's right, man. How do we see the Niners attack you? The Pats, the cornerback Gonzalez is really good. BA needs to step up regardless. Hopefully we win. Now, this is something that I was going to talk about tomorrow on your show, but we can double dip. And again, you guys want to see the John and Wade show tomorrow?
I'm sorry. You. Dude. Whenever you say a word.
That 95 throws, South?
That's come on, man. Oh, you know?
Oh, yeah. That was freaking freshman year, I think. Maybe eighth grade year.
Was that eighth grade? Yeah. Yeah, it had to be. We're in the same grade. Yeah.
Oh, that's back there. I'm just saying, man. That music video was fire. All right. anyway, this is something I wanted to talk about tomorrow, right? Christian Gonzalez is a top five corner in the NFL. He shadows wide receivers.
Period.
Does he shadow Ayuk?
Absolutely. This is not, he ain't playing one side of the field. Please don't shadow Brandon Ayuk. Please let Brandon Ayuk get off on somebody else.
But
now,
see,
listen.
That's the thing. That's a problem. That is a problem that Ayuk needs that. It's an issue, Wayne.
Why is it an issue?
Because whenever he shadows Garrett Wilson, what did Garrett Wilson do? He went and handled his business. Like, Garrett Wilson's not a top five, top 10 wide receiver. He's close, but he ain't there yet.
So, like, you want the matchup. You don't
I want the matchup, but I think Ayuk's going to disappear. Again.
I disagree.
Out and Gonzalez is on him.
I disagree because the wild card now is what Kyle Shanahan did was genius. Like, listen, I'm the only person that could talk crap trash about Kyle Shanahan and call him a genius in the same sentence. What he did was genius.
I respect it. It's a talent.
It's a talent, right? And what do I mean by being genius? Yo, he just said, okay, you could do what you want to be a good luck covering my guy out of the backfield. Good luck covering Juwan Jennings. And he put Ronnie Bell on blast. I don't think he'll play another snap for the 49ers, right?
But now what if he introduces a wild card like a Jacob Cowing or calls up a Terrace Marshall Jr. or just utilizes somebody that they've never seen before? So, yeah, like Will
like
Jennings.
Jacob Cowing is who
like a Jacob Cowing would be perfect, right? And so, like, my point is even I don't think Ayuk is going to be shut down. I don't care how great Christian Gonzalez is. I don't think he shuts him down. But you want that matchup because now somebody else can eat. So, like, that's the key. Like, we always say take what the defense is giving you. So, if this is man coverage, I'm still throwing the ball to B.A. If it's man with a bracket coverage, I'm not throwing the ball nowhere near B.A. God forbid B.A. tipped that ball. That ball's picked. And guess who plays safety for them? Jabril Peppers. Now, I don't know how healthy he is. He got injured last week. But that's a top. That's a wild card safety. 20
years, right? That's what. Yeah,
that's just a guy you don't want getting their hands on the football. I'll leave it at that. So, I don't mind Christian Gonzalez versus the BA, and if Christian shadows BA, that's cool. Take his ass away from the play. Take him away from the field, and then let everybody else cook. If George Kittle plays in this game, that's another one up for the 49ers.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, that's. I mean, he's huge. And I don't think people understand what was lost without Kittle's run blocking. Eric Saubert was good. He was serviceable.
He wasn't Kittle. Yeah.
But there's who is? Who is? You know? And
the best run block
really
in the game was by Ronnie Bell. I will say that.
He's
but
a consistent run blocker.
He's a terrible wide receiver.
Now, I just pulled up the coverage chart from the Patriots. They run 30% cover one, 34% cover two.
So let's stop real quick. Can we break that down tomorrow, though?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's going to be over on Wayne's show.
Okay.
The Wayne Breezy what at 10. Yeah, we're doing that at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern. That's
same time,
we'll
man.
There.
I don't know you. Same time.
That's right. The Wayne Breezy. I love it. Chris Tucker. All right. Let's see here. We got another super chat from the man Roberto. Does it seem like the players who got paid are resting on their laurels.
I talked about this last night.
Yeah.
This is a fun thank you for the contribution too, Roberto. This is funny. It just seems like once they get their bag, they set. They're secure.
People are motivated by different things.
Everybody's motivated by something different.
They're not all Fred Warners and George Kittles.
No. No.
They're not.
And it's okay, because everybody's not the same. The question is, how do they adjust from it? How do we adjust to it? How do they adjust from that? I would like a game where BA just says, you know what? Bump it. Let's go BA. Like,
that's what we're waiting on. And now is the time.
And now is the time.
Do you think he's going to have a good game? I don't. Yeah.
See, you don't because of the Christian Gonzalez matchup.
Well, I don't because Debo's out. That's my number one thing.
Oh, yes, because he doesn't perform as well when Debo's out. I get what you're saying. Okay, I got you. Also, though, but what if he does? Let's just give it this game, because if George Kittle plays, we're talking a different game. Because now Pepper's on Kittle.
Yeah.
Kittle's going to abuse any safety. Like, that's what I need. And then we could run more 12 personnel, right? Which is what we need. Force their linebackers to cover George Kittle. I'm tired of our linebackers getting abused in 12 personnel.
Yeah.
Not a lot of teams have a Fred Warner and a Dre Greenlow.
Dude, shout out to McVay. He changed his entire offensive game plan. At least 12 personnel team in the NFL. Dude was out there
all
12
game,
personnel
right?
All game.
Like 90% of the time?
All game. And guess what? They freaking went straight at DFF, and he did not deliver just like –
They
got
to stop watching our shows. Like, I'm going to need Sean McVay's snitches to stop watching the shows. And we got to stop giving out tips on how, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to figure that out.
I hate it whenever I say, as long as this doesn't happen, and then it happens.
Then it happens.
Then it happens. So, shout out to my man, Corey. Corey said, appreciate the super chat. He says, if the season does indeed turn out to be lost, which we don't want to go there, but we're going to play this experiment. We think it's going to turn around. I still have plenty of faith in the 49ers this year. Do we see the Niners trade a player in season for capital? And if
Hell
so.
Yeah. Absolutely. Can't tell you who right now. I can't tell you who now because we just don't know now. It's too early. But by week 9, the Niners are going to do something. This is what they do. It's part of their makeup right now. They're going to go look for a player that's going to give them a boost. Look at it that way. Should they? That's another question. Will they? I'm 90% sure. Who that player is going to be? What position that player? I don't know. I can't tell you.
I like this. He says, but who would you trade? Everyone we could trade making money is not earning it. That is an issue. There are a lot of players that not performing to the pay level, to their pay grade. Now, let's flip this on his head. Brian, he emailed me earlier this week, and I like this question. If you were Lynch, right, this is part of the what would Wayne do, and you can make one trade for a position, okay? We just had Hargrave. He's going to be done for pretty much the season, might come back in the postseason. What position would you try to bring in to help? I feel like it's got to be on defense, right? Maybe right tackle? Maybe center, but nobody trades linemen.
Yeah, nobody trades linemen. So you got to find a defensive player. The loss of Hargrave, I know he hasn't been good, or at least what we think we're paying him to do. He hasn't lived up to those expectations. But I'm curious to see. Look, I like what I saw from Sam Oh. I don't know if people watched that game, but he was lined up inside on that pressure and that sack. He's a tweener though. So, right? Like, so he can play. He's not super heavy.
I like him. I've been really high on that dude since training camp.
Can you say his name for me one time? I'll try to get it right.
I say it incorrectly, I'm pretty sure. I say Okwuanu is how I read it. Okwuanu is kind of how they pronounce it on the broadcast.
Okwuanu.
Even whenever, like, I've printed out and pasted the pronunciation guide and it's still confusing.
We got to go back to our Hooked on Phonics guides.
Dude.
That's how I do it. So it's Okwuanu. I'm going to try it. I'm going to give it a shot. So when Sam O, that's what I'm going to do anyway, when he's out there, I like him. I think, you know, you'll call up a T.Y. McGill over Evan Anderson because you're going to go with the experience there.
But again, that's pass rushing downs.
Dude got six snaps, and I felt like he was like so impactful.
Yeah, that's pass six rushing snaps. Downs. I don't. But the issue is when you're playing a team like the Patriots, and they're gonna run the ball up the middle. That's the issue. So yeah, we could look at Malik Collins and Jordan Elliott. Jordan Elliott's been like a weird hit or miss too. Like he'll give you a couple of good reps, and then it's just like, where is he?
Yeah, it's not consistent. It's not consistent. The most consistent is Kevin Givens, but he's the least talented. But he's the most consistent.
Well, so, John, how can you be? What do you mean by the least talented? Like how's that possible?
He's like, small and he's not strong. And what I love about Kevin, he's by far one of my favorite players on this team. He's been here since 2019. He's been here as long as Bosa and Debo, which a lot of people forget. Like that dude has stuck around. I love Kevin Givens, but undrafted free agent, small in stature, not very strong. He's a matchup dependent player. I've said this since we drafted him, where he could slice and dice and make people look terrible. Or he disappears, but he doesn't get blown back in the double team like Javon Hargrave does every single time. Like, that is the difference, is his technique is consistently better. So even in the run game when he doesn't make plays, that dude will take a knee, pull two down linemen, getting on that duo play, he'll hold them both down. Linebackers get to play free behind him much more so than some of our other backs. But Kevin Givens getting in the backfield, not really his thing.
I know there are a lot of talks or about trying to go back and get DJ Jones from Denver, who's not having a good season there. And
I mean, he
shouldn't cost more than a seventh round pick. Like, that's how I'm looking at it.
The contracts are weird. Let me look up DJ Jones. Yeah, like, he has not been the DJ Jones we remember. And I think it's so, Corey, I saw your comment. I'm sorry if I misread it. He says, no, you misread my comment. Who would you trade away? I'd trade away Charvarius Ward personally right now if I had to decide.
Yeah.
I want to see Renardo Green play, but he's probably going to take over for Isaac Yiadom anyway. So that's an issue. Daryl Luter, healthy scratch. What do we got with that guy? So, like, it has to be a player that we trade away would be on an expiring contract. We got a lot of those. But right now, I don't want to trade anybody away. Now, DJ Jones, dude's got four pressures. He's a 55 grade on PFF. Like, he hasn't been good, guys. He has not been good. No sacks, one quarterback hit. I know we love him. He's got a 42 grade against the run.
Yes, he's not fitting the Broncos. The question is, will he refit with the 49ers? The best coach that got the best out of him is Kocerek. So one would think, now the only issue I have with him with the Niners is he comes to the Niners and then he just doesn't stay healthy. Like, this is my only concern. It just seems, I don't know if we play too hard, we do whatever, I don't know, but for some reason he had one healthy season with the Niners.
He's 29, he's in the last year of his contract. And you could probably get him for about $5 million. Like, but here's the thing.
We got the money.
Why would they trade him? Why would, like.
I know. You, like, the Niners, because if the Niners wanted him, they would have to pay more for him. The Niners need a defensive tackle. With the injury,
yeah,
we needed a defensive tackle without the injury to Javon Hargrave.
We had four.
We only had four. So, we had opportunities to sign guys, and there's nobody currently available that I would sign other than maybe giving Hassan Ridgeway another opportunity. Everybody else is gone. Everybody else is taken. Hassan Ridgeway would be the only player I want here, and he couldn't stay healthy as a 49er. This is crazy.
Well, I'm trying to see who's out there right now
as a free agent. I'm telling you,
it's rough.
It's Ridgeway or no way.
Ridgeway, I'd like. I mean, his play went down, but it wasn't great.
It wasn't great, and he was injured. You know,
and you're about to get back Kalia Davis, so it's a one game. You're getting Kalia Davis back. That's the plan.
You hope you get back Kalia Davis.
You need to do something else, though, too. It's not enough.
Yeah.
It's not enough. Now, what is enough, which is crazy, and, you know, we made money last week, even though the Niners stunk it up. But if you're betting at all this year, and, you know, whenever we get back, we're getting to some more what would Wade Breezy do. But if you're betting at any time, my bookie guys.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
All right, we're about to do this. I got the emails, ladies and gentlemen. I got the DMs. Aaron, he says, we need a Michigan expert to break down the game and break down the Michigan players. Help us, Wade. Let's talk about Jake Moody. Let's talk about Roddy Bell. I didn't want to do this, but I had so many emails. Everybody wants to know your opinion on these two guys and kind of your thoughts. So we'll start with you. You just take this where you want to go. We support you. I rooted for Michigan this weekend. I felt dirty as hell doing it, but I rooted for Michigan, and they won. So I want you to know.
Well, I need you to root for Michigan every week because they have no quarterback.
I cannot do that.
Yeah, you already whipped our ass. I don't know why you can't.
I'm trying.
Dude. All right. So look, let's just say that collegiate football, a lot different than NFL, different pressures, different things. It's monumental when you make it to the pros. When you're a rookie, you're gonna struggle through some things, you know. Michigan is built to do things a certain way. They're a run the ball first team, and then they used to throw when Ronnie Bell was there. They still are. If you watch Michigan football, they're power run team, and then they're going to throw the ball off of the run, right? They're not looking to throw the ball down the field. Receivers aren't running routes down the field. They're more around the line. They catch the ball. They get open, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Ronnie Bell's role when he was with Michigan, he catched contested passes, but they were more quick passes, things like that. They weren't really long-developed plays. And so I think that's where he's struggling. He's not used to catching those type of passes. I don't know why he can't catch all of a sudden. But it's just what it is. It's one of those things where you watch last year, Jake Moody kind of be in his own head. I think Ronnie Bell's in his own head. Oh my God, I got an opportunity. I got to do this. Opposed to just relaxing out there and catching the goddamn football. Like, I think that is his issue. I don't believe he should get any more opportunities. Let me make this clear. I don't feel like he's earned opportunities from what I've seen in his professional career this season. We're talking about this season. Now, I don't know what Kyle Shanahan sees. I don't get it. He was in for 30 snaps. 5 of those were run blocking, and he got like 100 grade. Like, he's a run blocker. He knows how to block. I give him that. But when it comes to catching, which I feel like is the number one thing you got to do as a receiver, I don't know where it is. I don't know if it's lack of reps with Brock, or if it's a chemistry thing. If you don't know you're getting the ball, then you're getting the ball, and then I don't know. Whatever it is, it's totally off, and he's got to figure out how to shake that. If he can't, I don't think he fits in San Francisco.
Do you think they should cut him?
Yeah, they're gonna have to kind of. You're gonna get guys back. And I just don't feel like he's going to be a guy that can outdo. I know I haven't seen anything from Ricky Pearsall, but I'm believing that Ricky Pearsall is the guy. He was a first-round pick. I know I haven't seen anything from some of these practice squad players, but I believe I'd rather have Tate Martin out there.
Same.
At least I know he could catch the ball. So that's where I am. I don't know if they cut him, but they should. and then probably bring him back to the practice squad. They can treat him the same way they did Juwan Jennings.
There we go. Yeah, let him go, and I think Harbaugh would probably pick him up.
Oh, but I forgot. Yeah, who cares at this point? Hey, at this point, who cares? It's like you gotta know when to cut your ties with certain things. You know what I'm saying? Like Comcast. Peace.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Watch the internet. This is, the show's going to get shut down any second. That's okay. I love it. I love it. Bloodman, appreciate the super chat. He says, what about Reddick for a fourth round comp pick? Will he play on the current contract? I don't think he will play. He's not showing. He refuses to talk
We're already pissed off that Trent Williams looked like garbage, that Brandon Ayuk looked like garbage. You think Hassan Reddick going to come in here and look good? Just make it make sense. Plus,
why would we contract?
Okay, I don't know if people remember that. Like why would we pay him? We can't.
The opportunity to get an edge player on a current contract was Matthew Judon, who we don't have to play against this week. Thank you. But that was the guy.
That was the guy. And it would have worked out in our favor.
But they gave up a third round pick. Our third round pick doesn't compete with their third round pick. We would have had to give up a second or a third plus because they picked before us, or at least that's what the projections say, right? So the Falcons, they had a better offer. You would have had to give up a second round pick, which is not worth it. Third round pick, good value. Take that for what you will. Ooh, Phil, getting spicy. Phil's like the nicest guy in the world. So to see something like this out of Phil.
I disagree big time.
I disagree too, but appreciate the super chat. He says, this is what Phil says. I'm reading it, Phil.
I can't, man. Listen, I don't care if Brandon Ayuk is a distraction, that money is worth it. You know what I'm saying?
So for the listeners that maybe aren't watching on YouTube, he says, put Brandon Ayuk on the bench, give Cowan and Conley a chance. Shame PA. I do think maybe I shouldn't say this, but no, I'm going to say it. When Debo comes back, my first two wide receiver set is going to have Juwan Jennings and Debo out there. I would do that. But I don't think Kyle will. But, man, at some point you got to reward guys that just make plays and do everything right. Like Juwan Jennings is doing everything right. Will that continue? We'll deal with that whenever it's there. Yeah, that one's rough. All right. We got to talk special teams. We haven't really talked special teams. Let's talk Jake Moody. I've counted five huge negative plays in two games for the 49ers. You had the punt block. You had the Debo return with the penalty where they started on the 7-yard line. You remember that against the Vikings? I was so pissed. You had the fake punt that they gave up. You had the missed field goal. Then you had the terrible punt and huge punt return in the fourth. Five crucial plays in the last two games. Wayne, you're in charge. What would Wayne do? Help me with the special teams, man.
I don't know. I don't know how to help with special teams. I don't know why I don't know why some of the players who are great on special teams are playing terrible on special teams. The only theory I have about special teams is that they're not practicing these scenarios.
That part I can 100% confirm after going to all the training camp practices, and every time it was special teams team time, you just saw Coach Snyder stand around talking to everybody, and everybody just standing there listening. Oh, I was fuming in those stands, man. I was hot. I was very, very angry about how they handled that.
It's just tough. The Robert Beal one really messed me up with the block. I never thought I would see that. Him and DFF. Well, I can understand Robert Beal Jr. making a mistake, but DFF can't make mistakes.
DFF hasn't made one positive play on special teams yet.
And he is a special teams ace.
No, not even close.
He was. I thought that was one of the main reasons why you brought him back. You know, yes. And I don't understand what it is. And it's like, I don't know about you. Remember back in the day, like the Jimmy Garoppolo, once he was trying to come back from the injury, I was never really confident that the offense could move the ball. So when the offense got out there, I kind of would cringe a little bit, like, whatever. Every time special teams gets out there, I'm just waiting for them to mess up. We shouldn't feel that way. Like, this special teams seems worse than what Richard Hightower had the special teams doing, because
way
at least
worse.
with Richard Hightower, we was getting better returns on punts. And I know that the new rules changed on kickoff, but whatever. I can live with those. But punts, return game, it's terrible. We're ranked 28th in kick return and punt return. 28th. That's 4 from 32. That means that's 4 from being in last place on that. So that means every time we get the ball, our offense is against the odds. And that's not good. And so special teams, even in that aspect of special teams, got to be better. And then why are they not prepared?
Never prepared. That's my thing. Like Shanahan said, oh, we knew they were doing the fake punt.
Oh, come
on, Shanahan.
We knew
there was a chance. Why aren't you at a safe punt return? You're in the middle of the field. You acted like you were blitzing and going an all-out block, which is hilarious because we never have done that in 2 years under Schneider have we done an all-out block, ever. But we acted like it, and then our linebackers out of position. Oh, terrible, man.
I just don't – if here's my thing about Kyle Shanahan. If you knew it, why didn't you call timeout?
Man, so he won't ever call timeout.
What's the point of having timeouts? You can't go home with them. Mm. And so you might as well utilize them so you don't get burnt on a play that can literally change the game.
Rusty. Special teams gives the whole stadium IBS. The restrooms get mobbed every time we got to kick anything. It's so bad. And like your best special teams player is Mitch Wisnowski. He's been so consistently good. And then you need him in the fourth quarter, and he has his worst punt in a couple years. Line drive, low kick. Coverage doesn't get there. His placement was good. Then on Jake, the 15.
And then pressure moment for Jake.
It's not. He's not a pressure guy.
He's just not
in the NFL.
He's not. It's weird because, you know, you asked me about the Michigan players, and maybe because Michigan, I felt like the year Moody was there, we weren't, like, the defenses were really good, but we weren't blowing teams out. We had to literally run the ball a lot. So I felt like his kicks were pressured, but it's when they call timeout, they ice him, he comes back in. I don't know if it knocks him out of his rhythm or whatever. But anytime there's a pressure kick, you gotta it's 50-50. It's weird.
Second highest drafted kicker in the past decade in the NFL.
John will not let me live that down.
I'll never let anybody. That's like stupid.
I just want to say I didn't draft him.
You did it.
I didn't draft him. No.
And dude, I appreciate you. Like you said, cut Ronnie Bell. You criticized Jake Moody. I know we always want to give each other crap for our allegiances to our college teams. It's what it is.
Yeah, it's all good.
We are humans.
I need more Texas players on this team because I, you know.
You're telling me.
We should trade. Never mind. I'm going to leave that alone.
Here we go. Skywalker, thanks for the super chat, my friend. He says, we need Brandon Staley as our defensive coordinator ASAP. I think that is starting to warm up. Now, here's the issue. We don't know his influence on play calling and the booth. Like, he's up in the booth. We don't know.
Obviously, feel like he's just a consultant.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I just feel like he's a consultant, right? But who put that comment up there? But I'm giving Sorensen, Skywalker Ford, I'm giving Sorensen, if I'm Kyle Shanahan, you get right against this Patriots team, and then you're going to be tested against the Cardinals. And if you fail that Cardinals team, I'm making some changes. I'm making executive decisions. I'm going with the more experienced guy. That's where Brandon Staley should come in. And I'm going to relinquish some roles. I don't think they fire Nick Sorensen, but no. Demote him in a discreet way, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. You know, like find a way
Shanahan
to say.
Shanahan only fired one person in his entire career, and that was Wilkes, who was 100 times.
But that was at the end of the season, though. That, like, you know what
That's
I'm saying?
True.
Like,
he's not firing anybody in the season.
No, but you could demote him. You could demote him. Hey, man, go back to coaching. The secondary. That's what maybe that's why the secondary's struggling. But he's not even a second. What was his role before he became?
He was the nickel coach. Nickel and turnover drill.
Go back to that.
Yeah. You know, you look at the Patriots, 31st out of 32 teams in points scored, 32nd out of 32nd.
Ask me if I care.
Dead worst offense. But same thing last week.
Okay. And I just wanted to know if you knew why I cared, because the only thing that the Rams were top five in and they were like two was passing. So I knew they were going to throw the ball. We knew they were going to throw the ball. But check this out. John, I went back and watched the game because I gotta record my film breakdowns today, right? So I did my film breakdowns like literally in my sleep. But I like doing it in the bed is kind of cool because like I kind of sleep and I'll be like, oh man, wish we could have did this. Oh yeah, like I'm dreaming like, oh, we messed up right here. So like I'm saying to myself, man, the Niners, they really blew this game. I'm not trying to take anything away from what the Rams did. Rams really weren't good. We gave up four explosive throws, two big-ass penalties, pass interference calls, right?
You put them in man coverage. God damn.
I'm sorry, bro. I didn't mean to bring it up. But my point is, the defense really wasn't that bad. It was just they just had brain farts, bro. Like, at the worst possible time. And look, I'm a professional at what I do. I'm a musician. I'm a brain fart all the time. There's times I will just play. I don't think it'd be me, but there's times where I'm doing a song and I know the format of the song, but for some reason I go to the format nobody else moves and it's a big mess up. And I'm just like, well, y'all fucked up. I mean, y'all messed up. But you know what? I'm good. I'll shift it. I'll catch it. I'll get back on. And we get back on and we keep it moving. Right? For some reason, when people brain fart, they just can't. We can't recover from the fart. You know what I mean? It smells that bad to where they just like messed up for the rest of the game. That Mooney Ward play, bro. Like, why is he matched up against the speed guy? I'm not saying it's not his fault, but that's a coordinating thing. Listen, you could switch your players up. You could match them up by speed. You could match them up by whatever. That's on the coordinator. They got the time. Look, I don't care if Renardo Green got a penalty. If they're gonna put a speedy guy like Tutu Atwell out, then I'm putting my speedy guy. If Renardo Green makes a mistake, who the beep cares? He's a freaking rookie. He's supposed to make the mistakes. But when my all pro, was he all pro? All pro defensive back makes that mistake, that's a problem.
Major problem. Yeah, David, we need more speed. We do not draft speed. It's not what they go after. That's not what they value. Physicality, awareness, football IQ, toughness. That's what they go after. Renardo's got some speed. Malik's got some speed. So we'll see. The Young Bucks, maybe they're correcting that a little bit. We'll see. But, man, this has been fun. Hopefully everybody feels a little bit better as far as what's diagnosed as the issues. Now, tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Oh, different bat channel. We're over on the Wade Breezy.
That's gonna be fun.
It's the only place you're gonna get it. So that's gonna be tomorrow. We're gonna be looking forward. We're gonna be doing the game plan. It's gonna be a lot of fun. So go check us out over there. But that's gonna do it for us, Wade. I feel like it was a little bit of a negative episode, which we don't do too often. But
I think it was therapeutic. I start to use negativity as therapeutic. It was more therapeutic, you know, because we don't talk, which is good because it'll be a bunch of cuss words. Because y'all be coming at my Michigan players, but I'll leave it. I'll let y'all have it. Ain't nothing I can say. You know what
you
I mean?
You got the Michigan win. That helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. At the end of the day, they were fucking terrible, bro. Like that, yeah, just that like Ronnie Bell. Remember in the chat, I was like, hey, man, his ass got to go. Like, I don't know what you want me to say. I can't defend. You know what it was on that Ronnie Bell catch, John?
It wasn't a catch, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Pass attempt. Catch attempt, drop. You know what it was on that Ronnie Bell drop, smart ass? You know what it was? He jumped. What the fuck are you jumping for?
5 foot nothing.
Why are you jumping? You didn't have to jump. Just let the shit fall into your hands. Like
he
butter.
Does that in training camp all the time, though.
Stop and jumping! Yeah. You are not wearing jump man stuff anymore. This is the NFL, bruh.
Guaranteed
you didn't even jump
run
in college.
Jump
what are
higher.
You jumping for?
PF let the ball.
Sorry, bro. Let the ball come to your hands if you get another opportunity. There's no way he should get another opportunity. I just don't see it.
Not here. I think it'd be good for him to go somewhere else. It's mental right now.
Oh, Ambry Thomas will be back. I wonder if he helps fix the secondary. I'm out, man. I don't want to talk. I hope we never draft another player from Michigan for as long as I live.
We will.
We better will. Not, because this is rough.
We're going after Wade's family. Slick, 68, thanks for the super chat. He says, 49ers offense, defense, special teams remind me of John Lynch because they're totally transparent. Oh, that hurts. I love it. Wade, take us out of this show. You are the best, man. Can't say thanks enough. Take us out of this craziness.
I like when they said before I take us out that I'm wrong, which is fine. I do know you're supposed to go get the ball, but my point is that ain't him. So for him to go get the ball and catch it at the highest point, that's what regular wide receivers do. But that's not him. Like, the ball was thrown. He jumped. Keep jumping. Guys, it's been real. We are out. We're going to beat the Patriots. Just hold on to your faith for a little bit longer. We're going to get back on the winning track, and everything is going to be gravy. I promise. We're going to get players back. I don't know about Christian McCaffrey, but we're going to get players back. Stay faithful. Stay strong. Till the next time. Peace out.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.